Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from George, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, I'm George. We're all George. First of all, I want to thank you so much for your videos on YouTube. I finally decided to stay single and go full on MGTOW for the rest of my life. For the last 2 weeks, I've been extensively watching your videos, and have also been writing my fears into a diary. And I realized that I have 14 reasons why I am scared to be in a relationship now. I have two questions, which are, I live in Sydney, Australia, and I was just wondering if you had any intentions of visiting Australia in the coming years, because we need men like you to step up and help us. I also don't know any organized MGTOW groups in Sydney, and if you can help me with this, this would be great. Now on to the 14 reasons why I'm scared to be in a relationship. Number one, I'm afraid that she won't love me the way I want to be loved. Number two, I'm afraid she won't treat me like a king. Number three, I'm afraid she won't initiate sex. Number four, I'm afraid she won't be giving any sexual pleasure to me. Number five, I'm afraid she won't be loyal to me. Number six, I'm afraid she won't be honest with me. Number seven, I'm afraid she won't trust me. Number eight, I'm afraid she will take me for granted. Number nine, I'm afraid she'll be disgusted with me. Number 10, I'm afraid that she will be disappointed with me. Number 11, I'm afraid that she will not feel that I love her. Number 12, I'm afraid she will give up on me. Number 13, I'm afraid she will falsely accuse me with a domestic violence or sexual harassment case. Number 14, I'm afraid that she's going to try and set me up if I ever cheat on her. For these 14 reasons, Mr. Sandman, I decided to go full on MGTOW. Well, George, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I have no plans to get into Australia anytime soon, but if you want to know more about the community there, then I suggest you contact someone named Sydney MGTOW. As for your 14 reasons, I'll get to those in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to men making demands from women for a change clown world show. George, don't you actually know that as a man, you aren't the half of the species that complains about the other and makes demands on them? That they're the ones that are supposed to make demands on us? Well, actually, we do make demands on them, but only when there's a surplus of women around. Your 14 reasons, if you told a woman those these days, they would laugh at you and call you pathetic. But 150 years ago, if you were the average male, they would take you seriously. Because without marriage, they had no way to support themselves. You were their meal tickets. So with that out of the way, let me get through your points one at a time. The first one regarding love, women don't love us for who we are, but what we can do for them. They also love their children the way that we love women. This is probably designed by nature, so we give everything we can to the woman that we're with, and so that that woman we're with can actually give everything we give them to children. After taking their cut first, of course. Once it sinks in fully that we will never get back what we give them with regards to love in the same intensity, it's like someone telling a child that Santa Claus doesn't exist. How can you ever believe in Santa or love in this case ever again? It's tragic, but it's the secret that women in society work really hard to keep away from us men. Number two, you say you want her to treat you like a king. I like a ruler or master. The age of patriarchy is over unless 40 or 50% of the men just magically died one day. Then we'd rapidly return to it, or possibly it would happen if the population pyramid became a pyramid once more, instead of an inverted pyramid of population demographics that we're experiencing in the West right now. If there are too many men around, then men worship women like queens. But if there are too many women, then the women worship men like kings. It's all simply based on sexual resource or attention-based desperation. Asking a woman in the West to treat you like a king when the demographics are this bad is absolutely crazy. Number three, with regards to sex, most women don't initiate it most of the time in a long-term relationship. I'd say it's about 20% of the time where they take the initiative because they fear rejection and aren't as eager to get down on all fours like a doggy as they would be on account of lower sex drives and higher nag drives. If women had sex as much as they nagged, then men would be happy. But then again, I was in a relationship in my 20s where I got it every day and that was way too much for me. Sexual appetites will never align. That same woman that wanted it every day, once she has kids, her sex drive would probably drop down to once a month. Even if you find the perfect horny little vixen today, there's no guarantee that she'll stay that way. Number four, you worry that a woman won't give you sexual pleasure at some point. As I said, 20% of the time. If it drops to zero and she's not getting it from you, then chances are she's getting it from somebody else. If you're in a dead bedroom scenario, which is a very real thing these days, usually to get out of such a marriage will cost you more than just to stick around with no one to stick it in. Your fear is very real, as I've had dozens of guys throughout the years contact me and tell me that they haven't seen their wife's bush since George Bush was president. Number five, you mentioned that you're afraid she won't be loyal to you. You can't guarantee anyone's loyalty longer term. Odds are she's going to be constantly looking for a bigger, better deal when it comes to a man. Even after 5 to 10 years, if she's the typical woman, she'll look to Monkey Branch. That's a given. Number six has to do with her being honest. If you're looking for honesty in relationships, it's usually the last place you'll find it. You can be honest with her and tell her that you love her, but she won't believe you until you buy her flowers or do something else tacky like that to show her that love. You're being honest with her, telling her how you feel, yet she doesn't believe you. So she doesn't trust you and take you at your honest word. So odds are you shouldn't take her at her word either. Can you really expect honesty from a woman that's usually suspicious that the men she's with aren't being honest? Forget about it. Your number seven point is that she won't trust you. With women, it takes a lot more for them to trust you. Let's say that by some crazy miracle, she will trust you, but she probably won't trust the other women that you know to not try and steal you away from her. If she believes that you're deeply in love with her, then the trust level will be there. If she suspects that you aren't, then she'll be on edge waiting for you to betray her, even when you won't. Number eight is all about women taking you for granted. They do. If you find a woman with the face of a gargoyle and the body of a dwarf, within 3 or 4 years, she will get used to being with you and take you for granted and start taking advantage of that. That's why many guys would date down, believing that lower status women would be grateful to be with them and therefore never treat you as abusively as all the rest. But dating down only works for a short period of time. In the long term, it fails because she gets used to you and takes you for granted and believes that you'll never leave her. The moment she thinks you're emotionally trapped, then she shows her true colors because she believes she can do no wrong in your eyes, because you're wearing love goggles. Again, this is something I've seen firsthand. She won't trust you. She will trust how she thinks she makes you feel. But even then, she's not going to be 100% sure of your feelings, so she's going to constantly keep testing your love because of her insecurities, and she will drive you crazy in the process. Number nine, yes, she will be disgusted with you if you don't end up as successful as she wants you to be, or if you cry or show any weakness or vulnerability around her. Eventually, at some point in life, after being with her for years, you will slip up, show weakness, and she will feel disgust. Number 10, no matter how financially successful or good-looking you are, it'll never be enough for her, because she'll always compare her life with you to the lives of other women and what their men can give them. Women have OCD when it comes to their place in the social hierarchy. They're constantly calculating points at that game like a man watching a sports ball game that only ends when you die. Except for women, status is a game that never ends, and they can never win because they can never find a man that's rich enough or successful enough for them. The dopamine level required to get them bust just goes up as they or their man earn more money and status, and they get used to it. Then they need a larger amount to feel as happy as they once were. At least nature isn't cruel to us men and soothes us with love. True love is love and doesn't degrade like a hypergamous dopamine rush that requires ever more. Number 11, if women felt our love, they wouldn't need to constantly keep asking us if we love them. They would know that we do because they feel the exact same way. Instead, they're always wasting our time trying to get us to do silly little gestures like writing poetry or being romantic, because for them, love is an action that they see men taking, instead of a feeling that they get. If you're on the autistic spectrum, you don't pick up on the body language of others all that easily. Instead, what you do is try and connect their behavior to a library of emotions and thoughts that people shared with you before. Women tie our behavior to the emotions they think they were feeling for them. That's what pickup artists try and exploit. A woman sees a man acting irrationally and like he's in love, and deep down, if she's stupid enough to fall for this because she doesn't understand her own nature, she feels like he loves her, and that she has him hooked. She will convince herself that you love her up to the moment you betray her, and she won't see it coming. Number 12, you're worried that she will give up on you. Women give up on men and become bitter and spiteful towards us in longer-term relationships. But this happens to men as well. We grow apart, and at some point, if our partner is no longer on the same page, or even in the same book as us, usually it's time to cut that relationship off. This is a natural part of the life and death of relationships. If you understand that this is going to happen at some point and you're anything like myself, you won't invest in relationships ever again. Because even with all that nurturing, it will end either for you or for her one day, and you'll feel resentment towards each other. Number 13, you mentioned false allegations and domestic assaults. She may falsely accuse you of one if she wants to divorce you and take your kids away from you and get sole custody. I remember a few years ago hearing about a guy that would coach women to cook their husbands nice meals, and then get all dressed up and get pissed off at the husbands while serving them. Then throw all the food all over their perfect makeup and clothing and call the cops, saying that she was trying to serve him a nice meal and he went off on her and went nuts. The guy was a scumbag, but he was right, because women kept using his services to help screw over their husbands. Number 14. You are right to believe that a woman can set you up to cheat with another woman to screw you over. I keep thinking about the situation between Ben Affleck and his ex-wife. She hired a hot nanny and he ended up sleeping with her, getting caught, and then she dumped him. What woman would trust a super attractive woman around her husband? Almost none. I suspect that she probably set the whole thing up so she could get out of that marriage while making him look like the bad guy. Now he went back to Jennifer Lopez, and you can only imagine how much she bosses him around. Even when your wife hires an unattractive nanny or housekeeper, not wanting to set you up to sleep with her, you still might cheat. Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, sleeping with the fat Mexican maid and making a baby with her. Ironically, his bastard son is more like massive Jon Snow instead of his Kennedy son, which looks like a legitimate simp. George, thanks again for your list, and I'm glad you're going full MGTOW monk. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again for your donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want to smash you every day when you meet but don't want to touch you after 5 to 10 years. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps George from sending a list of 100-plus reasons to stop dating after he watches my content for the next few months away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.